The Herald newspaper reports that the Zimbabwe government wants emergency international help and has declared a national emergency over cholera and a failing health system. The newspaper quotes Health Minister David Parinyatwa as telling a meeting of aid groups that Zimbabwe needs help to reduce deaths and to revive the health system. Parinyatwa said hospitals are literally not functioning and demotivated staff are not reporting for duty. He listed numerous basic items no longer available in hospitals, such as drugs, food, equipment, laundry equipment, x-ray films, and boilers. Parinyatwa also asked for $1.5 million a month for incentives to health workers. He said donors have already granted $7 million to begin in January, but said the government needs $11 million more immediately. The Zimbabwe government is also seeking nearly $4 million to purchase water purification chemicals the next 2 months. The state-run water company was forced to cut water to Harare for 48 hours after it ran out of aluminium sulfate used to purify water. Earlier this week, South Africa announced the Limpopo River on its northern border with Zimbabwe tested positive for cholera at points where Zimbabweans are known to cross illegally into South Africa, forcing people to dig shallow wells and sparking a trade in water selling. One Zimbabwean, who preferred not to give his name and who crossed into the country, said the situation is critical and reported many deaths in one regional hospital at Chiredzi in southeastern Zimbabwe.
People, they are dying every day, especially in Chiredzi, the hospital in Chiredzi. The day we departed there, about 362 people were reported to be dead because of cholera in one hospital, in one provincial hospital. It's very critical.
These developments come as spontaneous protests, fueled by anger and frustration over the worsening cholera outbreak and the rapid decline in the economy, continue to erupt sporadically in the country, especially in Harare. Several protests have involved soldiers who've been unable to draw money from banks and who are hungry because they are not receiving meals in their barracks. And police have broken up demonstrations organized by trade unions and health workers and thrown uniformed soldiers off buses headed into town. Three journalists covering these events were arrested. Police have also targeted activists, arresting six. One human rights activist, Justina Mukoko, was abducted from her home 30 kilometers north of Harare at dawn Wednesday. Amnesty International reported that her abductors, a group of about 15 men, identified themselves as policemen. The Zimbabwe Central Bank announced it had issued a Zimbabwe 100 million note, up from 10 million, but is now restricting each customer to 2 withdrawals per week. Even so, long lines continue to form each day as customers try to access their funds from banks. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.